begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, Perek Tashi, the ninth chapter in Hilchas Shavuos, in the laws of oaths in the Rambam Sefer HaFlah, which we continue with the next oath, Shavuos Ha'edus, with the laws of the oath of testimony, which as the Rambam opens up in Halacha Aleph, what type of claim is it that would take effect and create this situation of Shavuos Ha'edus? Says the Rambam, HaTaveya Edov, Lohoyed Loy Edus. Someone claims from his witnesses to testify for him regarding testimony, She'ischayev Hanitba Be'edusim Levada, that only through that will he be able to make a claim with their testimony, which that's coming to exclude, first of all, Ede Knas. If let's say they know regarding a Knas that someone owes him, that actually will not be able to just be Edusim Levada, rather it's their testimony with that person's denial will make that person liable. Because if that person admits to his Knas, their testimony itself would not be sufficient to make him liable, as the Rambam is going to say, Shulten HaLoch HaDalat. So too, what the Rambam means to exclude over here is, let's say he made two witnesses swear. If the first one denies, they're actually exempt from Shavuos Ha'edus because they're relying on the second set of witnesses who could still go ahead and extract the money with their testimony. So it's specifically like we're saying that he's saying to testify for him that they could make the defendant obligated with only that's going to work through their testimony. Leads in l'tavei hazeh moment to give to this claimant money, which the Rambam's coming to exclude over here if it's regarding, let's say, a documentation that it's not have the intrinsic value of money. And specifically hametaltel regarding movable money, which is in contrast to karkois or tavodim. And v'kafabe do some b'nizbo, and they denied that with their testimony, and they swore to the fact that we don't have what to testify. So ben shenishbu bebezin, whether they swore in court, and ben shenishbu chutzle bezin, whether they swore out of court, as long as the Rambam is going to explain next halacha that they denied in the court, but it doesn't make a difference where the oath is. Harei l'chayav mishum shavuos ha'edus, they're going to be liable for the shavuos ha'edus. Sharif siduhu mamin b'kfir asim, because they made the guy lose money with their denial of saying that they don't have what to testify. V'chein mishbim ha'teveya. So too, if let's say the claimant, if he took the oath for them, and he said to them, mashbi'an aleichem, I'm taking an oath on you that you should come and testify, and the kafir b'yim, they deny what he's swearing to that effect. Now, although they themselves didn't say the Shavuah, and they didn't even answer Amen after his oath, but Kevin Shakafa, once they denied, and they're going to be liable, but as long as the oath was in court, because of what's called Mushman Piachem, that's going to work in the halachas of the Shavuas Ha'edus. Now, however, if let's say the person took the oath on themselves or said Amen, then he wouldn't even have to take the oath in court, but this situation where they're not really saying the oath, as long as the Shavuah is in Bezdin, then it's going, even though they didn't say Amen, is also going to make them liable. Halacha Beis. Ein ha'edim chayav m'shavuos ha'edus. The witnesses are not liable for the liabilities of saying a false oath of not knowing testimony. At sheyichperu be'edusim be'bezdin. Until we said that as long as the denial for their testimony happens in court. And that's bein shenishbu, whether they swore or hishbiyam, or they were made to swear be'bezdin in the court, whether they swore or they were made to swear out of the court, but the denial has to be in court. And vakfir bevezn muvad, and the denial only is in court. Shnemek says in the pasuk im yirka im lo yagid, if they don't tell, then he carries his sin, which is mukam shiyagid, which is the terminology of testimony, the place of where you could tell. The yoyuhan would be effective. The pasuk saying shim lo yagid sham, if you don't say it over there, Then you can be liable in Benasa Avayne. So that's only specifically that the kafira has to be, the denial has to be in Bezdin, even though, again, the Shavuah could be out of Bezdin. Halacha Gimel, Tivam Be'edus, Shein Mechayev is Mamen. As we had alluded to in the Rambam's opening halacha, there are certain exceptions to Shavuos Ha'edus. Let's say the claimant was claiming from the witnesses a claim that it's not a liability of money. Rather, he wanted them to testify that he's a kohen or he's a levi. Oy be'edus karkois, regarding testimony regarding to real estate, oy avad mishtar, so to slaves or to documents, but kafru v'nishban, they deny and they swear that we don't have what to say, and then they admit, patur mishuas edus. They're exempt from the liability of shuas edus, and the reason is, shein chayovin ela kfiris edus mamin, they're only liable for the denial of testimony related to monies, shedayma, which is similar to what the pasuk says over the Olympic cotton, for the deposit, sumaziyad, for a loan, the gozel and robbery, baved and lost object, shepirot nakasa b'pasha, which the pasuk is explicit there in the parsha, which is actually the parsha of the previous parak in the Rambam of Shavuos HaBekadon, but Shavuos HaEdus is learned to gzira shavah from Shavuos HaBekadon, where it says kisechata, which shehem metaltalim, the movable items, shagufa mam, which has intrinsic monetary value, which obviously excludes that of karka and eved, which is like karka, which is not movable, and excludes shtaris, which does not intrinsically have monetary value. Ukshidu lezeh, yitin zeh, and then when this person testifies that this person will give it, and that doesn't apply in the cases that we just mentioned in the beginning of this halacha. Halacha dal, v'chein amish bi'ed knas, so too, if someone is mixed the witnesses who know regarding a knas, that they swear that they don't have testimony, because he wants them to testify for him that, let's say, that guy slaughtered or sold his ox that he stole from him, which is a knas liability. For kafir, they deny knowing this testimony. They're exempt from shuvas edus. The reason is because if the defendant would come up and he would admit to say, yeah, I did it, I stole and I slaughtered and I sold that guy's animal, and he would admit to the penalty, he actually would be exempt from payment. And that's for afa pishabo edim achakin beidu, and that's even if subsequently the witnesses come along and they testify, because that's the halacha, like we mentioned earlier, ma'id b'knas v'achkach bo edim pater. If you admit to the penalty, even if witnesses subsequently come, you're going to be pater. So nimtzu comes out edim leichiv zebeidus mavada, as we had been medayik in the words of the Rambam in the first halacha. It comes out, it's not really the witnesses with their only based on their testimony would make this person liable. Ela edusam in kfiris hanitfa. It's only their testimony with the denial of the defendant. Hiya machayev esaisim, that would make them liable, meaning the defendant. Now v'hoyel them hoydelei toyel edusam. Now since if the defendant would admit, their testimony would not be effective on its own. Sim kafir above anishbu. So if they denied knowing this testimony and this way that effect, too, they can be exempt because it has to be that only their testimony is what's going to make the liability. Aloch edram continues regarding an oath on a monetary claim, or that of penalty and monetary claim, which we had these similar halachas in the previous parak regarding shvuas abakadon, which shvuas eid and shvuas abakadon learn out from each other. Halach hey, mashbiach mani, I make you swear, shetavoyu v'teiduli, that you should come and testify for me, sheshli biad plain, that I have by that person, and you guys know that, teshlumi kefil, that he stole, and therefore he's liable to pay a double payment, or he stole and he slaughtered and he sold my animal, which is a payment depending on what type of animal is, 4 or 5 times the amount. And they deny, they can be liable to shvuas edus. Why? So these are all knas. No, they have care in true moment because there's the principle of what the guy stole, which is a monetary claim. You're right, not because of the kefil, the double penalty, which that's a knas. He made them swear that they should testify for him, that person raped or seduced his daughter, and they denied that they have what to say, that they know anything. Because of the embarrassment that the family had, and because of the damages, that if the defendant would have admitted to that he raped his daughter, Mishan would have to pay Lem that knas. You're right, not because of the 50 shkolim that Oynis Mavata has to give. Anything like that, which has knas and moment together, you would have to pay because of the witnesses would be chayav shvuas edus because of the moment element. Halacha Vav, the Rambam continues regarding an oath, specifically that to the claimant, after they know the testimony and after that the claim was made, as Ram says, the witness is not liable for the shvus edus. Until they deny, the yeshavu and they swear, it's only after the claimant had first claimed from the witnesses, either him or his agent, that to say, hey, you know testimony and testify for us. But if let's say they went and they swore first before anyone claimed on them, they're going to be exempt from the liabilities of a shvuas edus. As Ram says, Allah Chazan Kitzat Hauso. Let's say they saw the claimant in this court case coming after them. They said to him, why are you following us? We swear we don't have any testimony for you. Because the claimant didn't make any claim from them. They went, and on their own initiative, they went and they swore that they don't have any testimony. Let's say if the defendant goes and makes them take an oath, and he says, look, I know I'm innocent. That if you know testimony for the guy who's claiming money from me, testimony, that you should come and testify for him. For covenant, they didn't say, oh, we don't know anything. Until the claimant, or again, his agent, goes and claims for them, because it says in the pasuk, Im lo yagid can be read with a vav or the aleph, which is actually written with both, that im lo yagid, if to him they're not saying, which is specifically for the claimant, not if they did on their own or if it's the defendant that told them. And the Intzach Limit says, Rama, I don't have to tell you, Mishbiyim, Shivoyu Beidu, if let's say someone makes them swear that they should come Beidu and testify, Shish Leplaini Beat Plaini Moment, for someone else, some third party. You guys better say testimony for that Reuben who Shimon owes that person Reuben money. For cover, they deny, Shem Batum, but sure they're going to be exempt. Shane's at Tabe, because the guy who, although he's claiming from them, he's not Baldin Asma, he's not the litigant himself. And Vachim Kad Meshvula Edis, so too, if let's say, the oath that they swore was before they even knew the testimony. Because it says in the pasuk Allah that he heard the voice of the sound of the oath, and he was really a witness, which is that he had to have been already a witness before the oath was taken. Not that the oath that was before the testimony. As the Rambam says, what do you mean? How so? Let's say the claimant says, I make you swear that when you know from me testimony, that you will come and you will testify for me. And then they accept the oath. And then at a subsequent point in time, they end up seeing or hearing some testimony for him. And he claims to go and testify for cover, but they deny any knowledge of this testimony. Because you have to have the edus before the shvuah, not the shvuah before the edus. Allah says, Ram continues regarding the oath, is only after you know who the witnesses are. As Ram says, Eino Eid Mechayav Meshvur Se'edus. The witness is not liable for the Shvur Se'edus at Sheyachid Oysim HaTaveh, until the claimant singles them out and designates them. V'yashbiyem, and then he makes them swear, or Yishaveyu, that they swear, meaning either on their own or that he imposes the oath on them. As Ram says, Kitzat Haso. Amad B'Basik Nesav Amad, let's say he stands in Shul and he says, Mashbiyani, I'm making an oath, whoever knows testimony for me, that he should come and testify for me. Amen. The whole shul answers, amen. The edu b'chol, and the witnesses are there in shul. They're included in this category. By then he goes and he comes to claim from these witnesses who were the members in shul, and he says, hey guys, do you guys know you saw that whole thing? And they deny it. And the reason is, he did not designate the oath on these witnesses in particular. It was just to the whole shul. And since it was not designated for them, although the claim he comes to and claim from them, but the oath was not for them particularly, therefore it's not included. Avol Mama, but let's say he says, Mashbiyani kol emdim kon, let's say he says, I make an oath on whoever's standing over here. Shem yeduli edus, that if they know testimony from me, she yivoy yiduli, that they'll come and they'll testify for me. Voyu edu b'chlol amakafer, and the witnesses were there and they denied. Because he had designated them, yes, not just them, but he had designated them in the category of other people there too. Because here he specified that he's being mashbiyah them all. So since he's saying on the unit of the people, instead of just saying whoever knows for me, like in a generalistic statement, here he's saying you all, he's designating them, so then there's going to be liability of Shavuos Eidus. So to let's say he tells witnesses, come and testify for me, sheshli mana biad plaini, that there's a mana, there's 100 dinarim that this guy owes me. Then he gets up in shul, and he makes an oath, whoever knows testimony for me will come and testify. And then these people who they know, so there's always two parts, there's the oath and then there's the claim. He had already told them to come testify for him. When they came to the oath, he made this in shul, whoever knows should come and testify, and then these people did not come and testify. They're going to be liable, because he had already claimed from them, and he already designated them. So this is even better than when he's mashbiyah everyone that's in shul in the previous halacha, where he didn't designate them in their own. Here he designated them when he made the claim, and so therefore, when he says, okay, the oath, and everyone's accepting the oath, that they're going to be liable. Now, but it has to be that, obviously, when he's taking the oath, those witnesses who he had already claimed from were there in shul, and the yesham bezdin also has to be that the bezdin is also there in shul, because since they're not taking the oath on their own and they're not answering amen after the shvuah, like we said, we didn't say here in this case anu amen, so the oath has to be in the bezdin and the denial has to be in the bezdin, as we said in halacha aleph. Avalam lohi b'fnei bezdin, but if let's say it was not in front of the bezdin, so then it depends. Only then, if they had answered amen, then also chayav meshuvas edus, then they can be liable for shuvas edus kishichvud beidus mebezin, when they at least have the denial of their testimony in court, because we said that you still have to have the denial in court. But if they didn't answer amen, then, and the bezin is not there, so then em chayavim, then they're not going to be liable for the shvus eids. Loch Av Ram continues regarding the terminology of the oath. So echad ha-meshbi'a eidah b'shvua, whether someone makes his witnesses swear with a shvua, or he says to them, mitzavah ani lechem b'shvua, I command on you an oath, or I serchem ani b'shvua, I'm binding you with an oath. Either way, harei l'chayavim, they're going to be liable in any one of these formats. But v'hu sheishbim b'shem, as long as he makes them swear with God's name, or b'kinu mekanum, or one of the other names that God goes by, like we say, rachum, chan, all these other things. And k'mishran, like we already explained in Parak Beis, halacha Beis. Halacha yud Beis, v'ein oid m'chayavim, now, however, the witness is not liable, at sheishbim b'loshan shemakim, so until they swear in a language that they understand, that they recognize. Halacha yud gimel, the Rambam, so he puts together all the different stipulation and conditions for the liability, and additionally regarding the liability of a shvus bitui. Says Ram, hini labato. So now you have learned, she'ein ha'ed m'chayav m'shvus ha'edus. Witnesses are not liable for the shvus ha'edus, ela pi'asar dvarm, only with the following 10 conditions. Ve'elema they are, she'id boim ha'tever. So the claimant has to claim from them that they know testimony for him. And v'shti ha'edus moment has to be a testimony of money. And v'shiyam amna matat has to be movable monies, contrast to like real estate. V'shiyis chayv ha'nit p'lasham edusim levad im'eidu, that the liability of the defendant is going to be only through the medium of the witness's testimony if they testify. And v'shiyich bru achashat tavam ha'tevea, that the denial has to be only after the claimant made his claim. So it's not only that you need a claim, it also has to be that the denial is after the claim. And v'shiyich bru bevezdin, the denial has to be in court. And the oath has to be that the witnesses are saying that we swear we don't know, as we with God's name or one of the other appellations. And the knowledge of this testimony has to come before that the oath that they're saying regarding not knowing the testimony. And that he has to designate who the witnesses are that he's claiming from, either at the time that he's making the oath or at the time when he's claiming from them. And said that the oath has to be in a language that the witnesses recognize what they're swearing regarding. Wherever we said that they're pater, what we were saying was pater mishvus edus, was that they're exempt from the liabilities of swearing falsely, of knowing testimony for this person. They're still going to be liable for the oath of mishvus bitei. Now, v'hu shenishba, and this is if he swore, or if he answered amen, if someone else was imposing the oath on him, like we said, the reason why he's chayav shvus bitei is because ultimately he swore falsely. Now, however, if let's say he would be a mushman pi acherim and he would deny it and he didn't answer amen, so although there we said you could be chayav shvus eid shvus because in those situations, but that would not make you chayav shvus bitei because you didn't take quote unquote an oath at all in the context of shvus bitei. So it's specifically if he swore, he answered amen. Now, but if that's if we said he's potter, but if he would be liable because of shvus eidus, then afa pishu nishba shaker. So although in tandem with that he's swearing falsely, and afa pishu meizel, although he's doing it deliberately, he's not going to be liable for lashes mishum shvus bitui because of the fact that he said a false oath, which is what usually a shvus bitui is. El mishum shvus eidus bavad. The only thing he's going to be liable for is the liabilities of a shvus eidus itself, which that's a different halacha, that's the liability of a carbon oil of a yarid, which depending on how much what your finances are, what type of carbon you're going to be chayv for. And this is what we keep on saying, that you're going to be chayv shvus eidus. What's the chayv? Is the carbon. And the reason is, why you chayv only shvus eidus, not shvus bitui? Sherekas of haiti shvus eidus machal shvus bitui, because the pasik, any false oath is a shvus bitui. But when the pasik specifically mentions, if you're swearing falsely regarding testimony, the pasik is removing it from the category of shvus bitui to the category of shvus eidus l'chayiv amazin but kashay gibe carbon, to say that even if you deliberately you can be chayiv a carbon just like when you do it by mistake, avol be malchus, but not going to be a penalty malchus. Kashnema, it says in the pasuk in the yikra that if someone's going to swear falsely la'achas me'ela to one of these, oh, there's many different types of shvus we're talking about here in these halachas of shvus. It doesn't say be'achas me'ela, it says la'achas me'ela, to tell you b'min echad b'min shvus atem chayiv nishba. The one who's swearing, you can only make him liable for one of the many types that we mentioned over there. And you cannot make him liable for two types, to make him liable, let's say, for swearing falsely regarding testimony, and also the fact that he's swearing falsely, no, you can't. So therefore, when you chayv shvus edus, And that's why that's one of the reasons why the Rambam keeps on saying all the cases, which even though it's interestingly that when you're actually chayv shvus edus, you actually have a downgrade in a way. You have a different halacha than shvus bitu, even though you're anyway swearing falsely. No, then you're only going to have the chiyuv of shvus edus, which whether you do it by mistake or deliberately is going to be the punishment of a korban oil b'yard. Halacha says vav, regarding a liability in many different oaths. Says the Rambam, mashbi ani aleichem. Let's say this claimant says to the witnesses, I make you swear, if you don't come and testify for me, sheshli biyad pleni, that guy has of mine, pekadin, first of all, he has a deposit of mine, sumas yad, I lent him money, gazli, he stole from me, vaveda, and a lost object that he found in mine. And they respond, we don't know testimony for you. This also we had similar in the previous paragraph regarding the shvus of pekadin. They say, it's only chayv for one, although there's so many different claims that he's making, but they only said one oath. We don't know anything. So they're only liable for one carbon elviard. But let's say shvur she'en on yon lucha edus. Let's say they respond to witnesses that we swear we don't know for you edus she'esh lucha biad plainly that the guy has of yours, and they specify pekadin tumizyad gazel baveda. Then they're specifying each one individually, and as if they were making a separate oath on each one, they're going to make a separate liability for each and every denial that they swore about in regarding the context of shvur she'edus. So to halacha design. Mashbiyane Aleichem says, I'm taking an oath on you guys, if you don't come and testify for me, shishli biyad plainly, and you guys know this, that I have by this guy, chid, mezar, mekusman, weed, barley, and spelt, and they respond, shvush, and yon mechaedus, we swear we don't know any testimony. Again, in the chayim la'ach, as they said in the context of like one oath, they're only liable for one. But let's say they say, shvush, and yon mechaedus, we don't know testimony for you, shishli that you have biyad plainly, by that person, chid, mezar, mekusman, they specify the wheat, the barley, and the spelt. The chayim and kolach machas ing malayim for each one, the wheat, the barley, and the spelt individually for a false shvuas edus. Halacha yedayin v'cheinim tavo oisim rabim. Let's say if many people were claiming from these witnesses, lohed lehem to testify with them, but and they say shvur she'en on yon mechay edus, we don't know testimony for you guys. So in chayim lach is only liable for one because it was one big shvur. But let's say they say loy lach v'loy lach v'loy lach. They say, wait a second, we don't know testimony, not for you, not for you, not for you. For each one independently. Again, Kadesh B'an B'Shavas B'Gan, like we explained in the previous parak in Halacha Yadad regarding the oath of a deposit. Halacha Yadchas, the Rambam says regarding an oath on testimony that doesn't qualify as a Shavuos Eidus. As Rambam says, Hanishba L'Chaveira Shu Yudei La'Eidus. Someone swears to his friend that he knows from testimony, the inverse of what we're saying up until now. And he says, yeah, I swear I know a testimony. V'nimtzish eni de'le edus comes at the opposite, and it comes out that he does not know testimony for him. Harizah Pati is exempt from the quote shvuz edus. And the inkon l'shvuz edus, there's no liability of shvuz edus, but l'shvuz biter, and not for that shvuz biter. And the reason why it's not shvuz edus, because shvuz edus is only when you're saying that you don't know and you do know. Here's where he's saying you do know and you don't know. And additionally, the reason why he's exempt from shvuz biter, why they swore falsely, is when they shvuz biter in the ele b'dav shesh b'la behen. A shvuz bitu only qualifies as something that could be both in the positive and in the negative. Yes and no. Now, the problem over here is, v'im yoyma, had they said the other way, shvur she'en yedei lecha edus, I swear that I don't know for you testimony, and this shvuz bitu, that wouldn't be a shvuz bitu. And the shvuz edus, because the Torah says, as we mentioned previous halacha, makes us into a category of shvuz edus. So hoyl v'lov v'zeh sheyesh, but since this, quote, lav, this negative, in this situation of when I'm saying, I don't know, in the shvuz bitu is not a shvuz bitu. So then also the yes, which is saying that Shunishbashi Dele is that he knows testimony of him in the Shvuz Bita. Because Shvuz Bita is only something that qualifies as Lava Hen. Here it doesn't have Lava Hen because the Lava would be Shvuz Edus. So the Hen also then can't be Shvuz Edus, and therefore it's not a Shvuz Edus because, like we said, it's only when you say you don't know, and neither is a Shvuz Bita because it doesn't have the Lava part. Halachi tests around Dava Baruhu, it's clear that Shanishbala Chaveroi Shehele. Someone swears to his friend that he, in the past tense, I swear I testified for you, but he didn't testify. Or he swears that he didn't testify for him, but he did testify for him. Here in this case, here he would be liable for shvuas biti, because it applies to yes and no, negative and positive. Now, although it does not apply to the future, what's called haba, because he cannot swear that he will not testify for him if he does know, because that's actually shvuas shav, as Rambam said in Perka, halachat azvav, but we're not particularly regarding shvuz bita that it should be applicable in the past and in the future, as we explained in a previous parak. As long as it can be lav v'hen, and this could be lav v'hen, because he could swear regarding past tense what happened in the history. Did he swear? Did he not swear? And therefore, by swearing falsely, it's a violation of shvuz bita. But Vein Kan Shavuos Eidus Klal, but for sure there's not any liability of Shavuos Eidus here at all, because Shavuos Eidus is only regarding the future, regarding when the guy says, I swear that you should testify for me, and they don't, and they deny, that's the one category we can have Shavuos Eidus. So in this case it's clear, although in the previous halacha we said it's not going to be Shavuos Eidus and not Shavuos Bitui, because it's not going to be Hein B'Lav, here, although it's not going to be Over and Haba, but we don't need it, as long as in the past tense that you told me, you have Hein B'Lav, so your liability of Shavuos Bitui, although again, like we said, that's for sure not going to be a Shavuos Eidus, because that's only regarding the testimony that they're claiming from him, and he's saying, I don't know, not regarding something that happened in the past.